New cure for restless mind syndrome. I can't stop my brain. Maybe you know what I'm talking about. Whether it is 3 a.m. when I am so full of ideas, thoughts, reflections, excitements, and nutty dreams that I cannot remain a slumber, whether it is while driving along, dictating loose and rambling thoughts and considerations into my tiny recording device, whether it is during a long and boring conversation with a long and boring bureaucrat who just will not get to the point. No matter where or when I am, I cannot stop my brain. Maybe we should term this restless mind syndrome and find a cure for it. Now, never again will restless mind syndrome keep you awake at night. Just 2 doses of Mind Tamp, and you can rest at ease and blithely go through life like the pot person you always wanted to be. Some time ago, I found my own way to deal with restless mind syndrome. I just write it out. I allow my fingers to do the therapy. But why not read what I wrote back then? Let me read it to you. Here it is. He was completely out of juice, completely out of the force that fed his muse, completely out of the running for cosmic insight and understanding. He sat limp, dumbly staring at the keyboard, hoping that words would come and rise up and take over his fingers and make syllables, then sentences, then paragraphs, then great American novels galore. But nothing happened. He sat limp, staring morosely at the blank computer screen, feeling the faint radiation seeping into his brain and attacking his enfeebled thoughts and sucking them dry of life. And nothing happened. He sat limp, hoping that profundities would stir inside him and dribble over onto the machinery and create beautiful thoughts that would cause little children to clap their hands and old grumpies to chuckle and hide their mouths. Lots of nothing continued to come forth. He sat limp, wondering why his mouth was dry, his palms damp, his ears ringing, his mind racing, his thoughts crusty and useless, with blankness on the screen screaming at him. He sat limp, admiring those who could always express themselves in ringing tones and glowing words. And at that moment, he realized that what was going on was his writing. What was going on was what he had to say. What was seeming to be void was exactly the right thing to put down on screen, on paper, for comrades in writer's block hell to share and find comfort in. His fingers started to move and move and move.